Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Friday morning. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the
wisdom literature.
That's right. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee or tea? We'll pray and get into God's Word. Here, let's dish out some tea here. Dan, here you go, man. Good job. Be careful, it's hot. Deborah, be careful, it's hot. And even Ellie, it's decaf, just so you know. All right, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Good morning, Lynn. Morning, Karen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read it, that we would understand it, that we would live it, and we would believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 6. You guys ready? We'll just go verse by verse. I'll go first, then Nathan, then Deborah, and then back to Daddy. To the chief musician with stringed instruments on an eight-stringed harp, a psalm of David.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your heart displeasure.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled.
My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long?
Return, O Lord, deliver me, O save me for your mercy's sake.
Verse 5, Deborah, put in.
For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?
I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears.
My eye wastes away because of my grief. It grows old because of my enemies.
Your turn, Deborah, verse 8.
Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer.
Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled, and then turn back and be ashamed suddenly.
All right. Do you think that David here is in a good spot, or is he in a bad spot?
In a bad spot.
How do you know he's in a bad spot? What type of things does he say that make you think he's not feeling good?
He makes his bed sweat. He drenches his couch with his tears.
That's right. Could you imagine that, crying all night because you're so sad? Yeah, right. He's crying. And what does he want from God? What does he say in verse 2? What does he want from God?
He wants God to have mercy on him because he is weak.
That's right. He wants God to have mercy on him because he's weak.
Heal my bones,
right? So it hurts so bad, the pain he's going through, whether it's emotion, it's probably emotional pain. It hurts so bad, it's like deep down in his body, right? What does he say in verse 9? What else does he want from God?
The supplication. Receives my prayer that I'm saying now
to him to receive his prayer.
Who does he want to receive his prayer?
God,
the Lord, right? Supplication and prayer are kind of like asking God for things as supplication, right? So he's crying out to God. God, hear me. God, receive my prayer. Please don't slurp like that, okay? It's loud. All right, so he's crying out to God. Do you think it's a good thing to cry out to God when we're in pain or trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think you would underline in your Bible there as the best verse? What do you like best? Which one do you think gets at the heart of what's going on?
The one where he says, I make my bed swim and I drench my couch with tears.
Yeah, I think verse 6 is a good one to underline. Mm-hmm. I also think verse 9 is a good one to underline as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? What do you guys think? we should do in response to this. So this is the C, calling. What are we called to do in response to this?
Pray to God when we're in trouble.
Yeah, pray to God when we're in trouble. Right? When maybe when one of your brothers or sisters has been mean to you, what can you do?
Pray to God.
You can pray to God. What about when things aren't going well in your life? What can you do?
Pray to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you think? Do you think God hears our prayers?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think God hears our prayers?
Because he's a God of the universe.
Yeah, he's a God of the universe. He also sent us his only begotten son, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the book of Hebrews says that Jesus is our high priest. And he makes our prayers perfect with the Father. Mm-hmm. So we can cry out like Job cried out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why don't we go ahead and pray now? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much that you hear our prayers, that we are not your enemies, for you have given us the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, you demonstrated this, for while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we know now that you hear our prayers because our King, our priest, is alive, and he prays for us. Lord, we pray that you would comfort us in our times of trouble, that you would put balm upon our souls when we have times of oppression and pain. Let us rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you and give you a day filled with peace as you rely on Jesus Christ. Can you guys say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.